here, so I've got to head in and do a little work, but appreciate talking with you today, and I'll try to get your call sign down. I'm going to have to write it down, just remembering it doesn't work out too well, but I'll get yours written down, because I think we have talked before, so this K4AAE, out, 73.
Thank you, sir, and jump in there anytime. 73s, and enjoy the rest of the day. Oh my goodness, I forgot your prefix. I believe it's K4AAE. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, KB4CBA, mobile, and I'm clear.
CBA, KN4BWA.
The man with the plan. So what? What's a good word today?
Bright light up in the sky.
Yeah, but if this wind would quit blowing, it'd feel that bright light would feel really a lot better.
Did you get a chance to look at those pictures?
I don't know. How did you send them? Did you email them?
No, I just texted them to your phone number.
Look, I'll be honest with you, I have not. I don't think I've received anything from you, but I'm probably lying. Would be the first time I was lying. I haven't even looked at my phone today since I got up, really. I jumped out of bed and I was a little late, so I had to rush off to the tennis court and so I just got back from that, stopped at a couple of places, and on the way back, and I'm trying to remember, there's one more stop I need to make, and it won't come to me.
Doing that kind of stuff, missing my exits because I'm talking too much. Oh, me. Youth is wasted on the young.
Well, you know, I was talking to, I think it was Phil, and I was going over to his house in Bowling Springs and doing some work on that old car he's got over there in the barn or building. It's not a barn. I guess it's just some kind of, it's a gigantic building is what it is. And I was 10 miles north of his exit. I was talking on the radio. Now it's laughable. At the time, I wasn't laughing, but anyway, we won't go into that. It wasn't getting any fire. It had points, and messed around with it a while, and come to find out, there was a wire that was grounded inside the distributor cap that should not have been grounded, and so it was sending the spark from the, I guess the condenser to ground, set to the plugs, to the points. And once I corrected that, it, man, that thing fired right up, and the only thing I didn't do that day was looking at the gas tank. I'm kind of afraid to. But anyway, I'll find rust or whatever, because that thing's been sitting there 20 years. But it did run.
I would imagine that the tank is pretty much gone dry and left that old brown crud in there, hasn't it?
Yeah, either that or they left ethanol, 10% ethanol fuel, and it's all turned to jelly. And either one of them, one fault when it gets to the carburetor jet. So, his best bet might just drop that tank out and put another one in. You can buy a tank for those at J.C. Whitney.
Get a new fuel tank for that?
You'll have to bend it here or do a little modification here. But, I mean, that thing bolted right up, and one of the plastic lines had broken, so I had to fix that. But I repaired that, and
welcome to the W4NYK repeater.